This is Here and Now, and if you've noticed, traffic is a little lighter than usual today. It's because it is Columbus Day. But in Seattle, Minneapolis, and at least seven other cities across the country, the second Monday in October isn't called Columbus Day. It's called Indigenous Peoples Day. And for one historian, the complexity of this day and the man it is named for is difficult to teach. David Perry is Associate Professor of History at Dominican University in Illinois. He's with us from Chicago. David, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
So you've been pondering what to tell your kid about Columbus Day, what people should be saying about this holiday and what it means. What did you decide?
Well, it's complicated. You know, if I was just starting from scratch and she didn't know anything, then I'd have a lot of options. But our children across most of the country, they learn in preschool and certainly by kindergarten, they learn this myth of Christopher Columbus as the great discoverer of America and this brave man, and he's the guy who figured out the earth was round. These things are still being taught pretty regularly and from a very early age. So I wasn't prepared for this, but one day my daughter came home and said, we had Christopher Columbus came to visit, and he told me that he discovered the earth was round and he found America, and then they all made telescopes. And as a historian, this set me aback and was this one moment where I thought, well, now what do I do as a parent, but as a historian? So I told her that Columbus was a real person, that he was brave, that he did set out to find Asia. And I got out a map and I showed her where Spain was and I showed her where Asia was, but that he didn't know there were these big continents in the middle and that there's kind of a great story there, but that there's also a terrible story. And that as a result of his greed and his desire for land and wealth and the desire of his backers for land and wealth, a lot of people died. And that was this very tentative first step into teaching a four-year-old about genocide, which is not an easy thing to do.
And tell us more about that, because, of course, we know about the disease that was spread after Christopher Columbus came to this continent. But when you say genocide, you're talking about purposeful killing.
Well, this is something that people could debate. Certainly, Columbus came in and enslaved, and then again, the people who followed him enslaved the indigenous population, used oppressive tactics to cow the indigenous population, and lots of people died as a result of this. Disease, though, is the big killer. And I think people, even who know that disease was a problem, are unaware of the extent to which it wiped out very complex, settled, sophisticated populations across the Americas, that we still have this idea, this is again part of the myth, that the Americas were filled with pristine wilderness and people living in harmony with their environment in fairly simplistic ways. And that's really not at all what was true. By the time 100 years later that Europeans got to the interior of the continent, they discovered what looked to them like a pristine wilderness, but it was really a result of the massive depopulation through this disease.
Are there myths on the other side of the people who really just despise Columbus and want this to be Indigenous Peoples Day and say he was nothing but bad?
Well, I mean, he was brave. There's no question that he was a brave person who made some brave decisions, if in fact often based on bad information. He thought that the earth was about a third smaller than it was. And if you can just imagine shrinking the earth by a third, then Japan ends up about where the Caribbean is. So it worked for him. But he was, of course, wrong about that. So I'm happy to say that he was brave and to talk about him in the context of long traditions of European exploration. But I don't know that we need to try to redeem Christopher Columbus. I don't want to just paint a caricature of him as a demon. He was a human from his time period, and we can understand him. But I don't know that I feel the need to redeem him in some way.
Well, what would be different about America today if it weren't for Columbus?
That's a great question and a hard question to answer. Europeans were going to get to America. It matters that it was Christopher Columbus. It matters that it was the Castilian Spanish court that backed him and sent him on his voyage. And then once he came back with slaves and gold and cloth and other reports of the lands there, they backed the second voyage, which was vastly bigger than his first. So that has a distinct impact in terms of the power of the Spanish over the Central and South America. But Europeans were on their way. The Basque peoples had probably already discovered the great fisheries off the coast of Canada. It does matter that it was Columbus. But if Columbus had, I don't know, been hit on the head by a rock and fallen overboard and everyone had just turned around, there still would have been this great influx of European colonization to the Americas at some point, I believe.
Columbus Day became a holiday, a federal holiday, back in 1937. How did that happen?
Well, there's a really interesting story, and this is something that is, again, hard to know how much to talk about with children. Throughout the 19th century, Columbus was seen as a important American figure. They celebrated America. There's a reason that our capital's in the District of Columbia. But then when Catholic immigrants started to come to America in numbers, both Italian and Irish in particular, there was a huge wave of anti-Catholic sentiment throughout the country. And these Catholic immigrants rallied around Columbus as a figure that could symbolize their connection to America. Columbus Day became legal in Colorado right around the turn of the 20th century and then gradually spread and really became one of the ways in which Catholic immigrants moved into mainstream America rather than remaining this very feared, marginalized, often quite violently marginalized outsider group.
And do you think it's time for the federal government to stop celebrating Columbus Day?
I don't know how you turn off a holiday. I don't really know how that can happen. But I definitely think it's time to use this as a day to think about the legacy of colonialism, both modern and going back to the early days of European colonialism in the Americas, to talk about the indigenous peoples, to celebrate their culture, both past and present, and to think about ways that we can build a more inclusive society around modern ideas of community and rather than these myths of the past.
That's David Perry, an associate professor of history at Dominican University in Illinois. David, thank you.
Thank you so much.